Storm Lake Radio, Coach's Corner, Ryan Thompson, previewing Newell Fonda girls basketball with Coach Dick Jungers. And, Coach, we know expectations are always high for the Mustang girls, and you've had a few seasons in the past bringing a lot of players back after making it to a state championship game, and this another one of those years, and losing only one senior from last year's squad with people, you know, who talk to you about the upcoming season, the fans around the area. Are you sensing as much excitement as any season in the past coming into this year?
No, I know we have a lot of people that are very excited for basketball season to be here, and our girls have been working hard, and they're really fired up to get these games going.
Well, you had to be pleased with the Jamboree performance against OABCIG. I know the Falcons have some holes to fill this year, but putting up 46 points in two quarters of play, and your defense especially, you didn't even allow a shot attempt the first almost 4 minutes of the game.
Yeah, our girls really got after it, and we spent a lot of time on the defensive end, and these guys do a great job of getting the ball where it needs to go, funneling it and whatnot, and they just do a great job of recognizing what the other team's trying to do.
Four seniors on this year's team. Of course, Olivia Larson will be one of the top players in the area again, and down the line, solid junior Megan Morenz is back, so those upper classes, some good pieces to work with.
You know, we bring back a lot of people from last year's team, and, you know, we're very fortunate. We got a lot of kids that can contribute in different ways, and because of that, we have a lot of flexibility on the floor, and we've got some great leaders, and these guys just want to play basketball and have fun and win ball games.
And even a few who were freshmen last year who contributed, speaking of Ella Larson and also Maggie Walker, to name a couple, what kind of improvement do you look for from some of them?
You know, just to continue to better understand our system, to get us in our offenses and to get into our defenses. And they're doing a great job, but there's always room for improvement. And we're seeing that in this first early part of the season.
And even a newcomer, a freshman, I've heard a lot about Macy Seavers, a good ball player. Where do you feel her impact will be felt the most?
You know, again, we're just kind of feeling everybody out, and I think, you know, through all the, we had 2 weeks of practice straight, and, you know, you just trying to figure out what everybody can do so we can build our offenses and defenses around their skill set. So right now we're just kind of just feeling everybody out and seeing what we can put on the floor.
Well, your only loss last year, of course, was in that state championship game, so a lot of expectations, and we know what the Mustangs are all about year in and year out, that defense and rotating the ball. You shoot your fair share of threes. What will it take collectively, do you feel, to maintain last year's level and maybe kick it up a notch or two?
You know, I think the big thing is to keep our focus and to recognize what our strengths are and to, you know, just go out and play hard and have fun. You know, and I think this group of girls are very determined, and if we can keep our focus and recognize what we need to do each night, I think we're going to be in a lot of ball games.
Well, whether you want to admit it or not, you're definitely the favorite in the Twin Lakes Conference, or right up there anyway, but South Central Calhoun comes to mind. Emmitsburg had a good young squad last year. There's going to be some teams that are going to give you a run for your money.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of good athletes in the league, and, you know, I know even you mentioned like Southeast Valley, South Central Calhoun, Emmitsburg, you know, and you have a lot of other teams that are with new young kids coming into the program, and I guess, you know, until we start seeing them playing, it's going to be kind of hard to see what they're all about until we get to do that.
Well, you'll start playing for keeps this coming Tuesday, November 20th, when you head up north to Spirit Lake. Newell Fonda girls basketball coach Dick Jungers, thank you much for the time, and look forward to seeing you this year. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot, Ryan. Always love having you around.